Hello, everyone. This is Rebecca DeFavio, and thank you for listening. So today we're going to talk about the first time you read your first draft, which was, for me, an interesting experience. I, of course, wanted to read it and feel awesome, and that's not what I felt. I felt awesome that I actually finished the draft. That was the awesome part. The less awesome part was which I describe as my oh shit moment, was when I realized that there was a lot more that I wanted to change than keep, and changing all the things was going to be a lot more complicated if I were to work off of the draft that I had. So I wrote a second draft all over from scratch, which of course was the best choice, especially looking at it now. I mean, my first draft versus my second draft, and now even versus my third draft, the story's only gotten that much better. I'll talk a little bit about later about kind of what I personally got out of writing a second draft. There's a lot of benefits to that, and it wasn't all bad. It was just a moment of, oh my gosh, I just spent 11 months writing this first draft, and now I gotta do it again. But it was very good. It was a good experience, and I became a better writer from it, so there's that. So I did a lot of research of what to do once you finish your first draft, and I applied a lot of those tips and pointers to when I read my first draft, and I wanted to talk about what was useful to me and what was helpful to me. So originally, when I first, without doing any research at all, of course, the first temptation to do is to go, sentence by sentence and start copy editing, basically like your whole book, everything, which is really hard to let go of, because when you're in such an early stage of your draft, you don't really want to think about the very, very minute details like sentence structure or sentence or word choice. Details like that aren't that important yet. Because when you first finish your first draft, and even after the second draft too, you want to make sure that your story makes sense. That's really like the biggest thing. It's not going to sound pretty. There's not going to be maybe a lot of character development. There's not going to, but the actual story itself, we want to make sure it makes sense. Are there any holes to it that you have to figure out to fill? Is there some concept you start at the beginning that you didn't see through till the end? Just make sure it actually makes sense, which for me, I had to work out a lot of those details after the first draft, and writing the second draft made everything a lot more clear. So that's really the biggest step, the biggest challenge and the biggest question for reading your first draft is to determine if it makes sense, and if it doesn't, what else do you need for it? So then kind of to go off of that, you want to check for inconsistencies. So for example, so I'm a pantser. I had no outline or anything for my first draft. I just kind of went in and just started writing. I didn't really think too much about the characters, and maybe that wasn't the best way to go, but it was my very first time writing a book, and I just wanted to dive in, didn't want to think about it any longer, just wanted to do it. So because of that, I did not think about details such as what my characters were wearing, for example. So I'm pretty sure I had a character wearing like a shirt and pants or jeans or something, and then later on in the story I had them using their sweatshirt for something, and I was like, oh, maybe I don't know if I should probably mention something like that at the beginning, so it's not like a sweatshirt is appearing out of nowhere. Like details like that, as even though they're little, it's like it can kind of make a difference. So now that's kind of getting more detailed, but that could be like one thing you might notice. Like that's something that I noticed with my first read through. As a reader of my own work, I realized, oh, where did this sweatshirt come from? So that's kind of just something you can note and maybe kind of figure out for later. But for now, you just kind of make a note of it and you'll come back to it later. And then also after my first read through, I decided to write character profiles for each character that I made, and kind of go through their their character traits, which I have in another blog post I can link to. That was really important for me to better understand the characters and then their role in the story. So I actually ended up cutting several characters out of the story for my second draft. I realized that there's some characters that didn't really serve much to the plot. They didn't really have a significant role in the story. So sometimes it's better if you're going to, especially if you're going to, you know, rewrite the draft or do a really hard edit after this, or the first edit. It doesn't have to be a crazy edit yet. Just kind of determine what characters are worth moving on with and what characters just don't really, if you could. So basically through my research, if you can remove a character from the story and the story still goes on like normal and it doesn't change anything that happens in the story, that character probably isn't very useful. So you can either remove the character or make them an important part of the story. So kind of think about that. And then I also kind of thought a little bit about how my characters grow throughout the story. You want to have developed characters. You want to make them feel like actual people. So think about their flaws, think about their tics, think about their personalities, all that kind of stuff that makes up a person. So, and that I kind of explained in my character post too, that I'll link to, within this blog post. And then another thing that I thought of after the first read through was about subplots. And that can really be helpful if you feel like you came short on your word count or your story just was kind of one dimensional or two dimensional, you just needed something to kind of jazz it up a little bit. whether it's throwing in a romantic thing, characters getting romantic or some kind of other conflict comes in the story, kind of spruce it up and make it a more full story rather than just focusing on the main plot. I mean, you can think about any novel out there or any series, there's not going to be just one straight plot line with nothing else, that comes out of that. So kind of think about, and that's a good way to add details to the story instead of adding fluff to the story. We don't want to add fluff. We want to add subplots that kind of develop the plot more and add more conflict and develop a better story, a stronger story. And then also, one thing actually early on when I was first writing the first draft, I learned more about, how important it is to, write your story. And you can choose first person, third person, even the tense, present tense, past tense. Those are very important things. And it's easier to kind of determine that early on rather than later. So after the first read through, kind of notice maybe what tense you wrote in more, what's more comfortable for your writing style or more comfortable for the story, and maybe kind of choose one that works best and edit the rest. And then the point of view is definitely important. So kind of think about what makes most sense of the story. Maybe you switch back and forth between a few different points of views, think about what kind of works best for your story. So, again, the most important thing out of all of this is just to make sure your story makes sense for the, after the first read through. If it doesn't, you take it from there, but, making sure it makes sense is really top priority at this point. So writing the second draft will really benefit you a lot. Whether you have to rewrite it completely like me, or whether you're taking out a lot and adding more in, it's gonna probably be a pretty hefty edit after the first draft. Or maybe it isn't, I don't know. But either way, each level of editing after each edit, you're going to learn a lot more about your story. You're going to learn a lot more about your characters. And then you might find a deeper meaning or purpose behind why you wanted to tell a specific story. Each time that I reread mine right now, each edit I go through, I learn a little bit more about all these things, the story, the characters, my purpose. And it's really interesting, and it kind of develops you as more of a writer, and it develops the story, kind of is good all around. So hopefully that helps. The editing process has been very interesting lately. It's definitely a lot of work, a lot of decisions, just a lot of everything, but I wouldn't have it any other way, as cliche as that sounds. It's been a really eye-opening experience so far, and I really love sharing about it with you guys. So I hope that helps. I hope you check out my other blog post too about the writing process and what I've learned so far. Hopefully my experience and my advice has helped somebody so far in their writing journey. So if you have any topics that you wanted me to talk about, maybe what I've learned so far, or future topics, definitely let me know. I'm going to be in the process of finalizing all my beta readers and getting that situated very soon. My goal is November 1st to get my current draft right now in the hands of my beta readers, and I'm going to be starting writing my first draft of my next book. So there's a lot that's coming up the rest of the year, but I hope you guys are enjoying learning about what I'm learning about, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Thanks again, and I will talk to you all later. Thanks, bye.